Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
This is Paris.
Hey everyone, so today we have Nikki and Brie Bella. Hi girls.
Hey. Hey.
This is my favorite episode so far and it hasn't even started. I just want to start this off by saying, I think, Nikki, were you talking recently about going to Modesto to see Artem perform or something? Because that's the cutest story I've ever heard. I know you just told it on your podcast, but Paris is going through the whole Paris in Love experience right now, which is a show as well as I think her actual life. It's pretty close to reality right now. Can you just tell this story? Because I think it's such a cute example of being a mom and being a really, really great wife.
Oh, you're so
not a
sweet
wife yet.
Yeah, I know we're
but
thinking about
much
it, but close.
Yes, right? So Artem just did his Dancing with the Stars tour, and I felt really bad because they had a show in Santa Rosa that was like about an hour away from where we live in wine country, and I couldn't make it because we're really strict, Brie and myself, we're very strict with nap times and bedtimes with the babies and her little girl, and we just really like to stay on routine, and Artem feels the same way, and he was having his last show of the tour that has been going on since December, and I felt really bad that I hadn't made a show yet and I hadn't, you know, supported him in that way. And I knew that he had this dream of like Mateo being there, our son, and having him on stage. But Artem's so sweet. He's totally like, I know it doesn't work, so it's fine. You know, he'll never complain about it. So I was like, oh, okay, it's a 2 o'clock show. It's 2 hours away. I'm just going to like surprise him. So literally when Mateo wakes up that morning, I pack up the car and I'm like, we're just going to go drive. So we drive and it was cute because I really wanted to try to like surprise him, like where we just run right into him. And I was trying to get like hints of where he was at. And it's like coffee and tea spot. I'm like, okay, I mean, there could be a gazillion, but then it's Modesto. It's a small town. Sure enough, like right when I'm about to make a right, I almost actually hit him in a crosswalk. And then he has an O face and Gleb has an O face.
Sounds about right.
And I have an O face. And then it was cute because I rolled down the window and he ran over to Mateo. And then Mateo was so shocked to see his dad. And I was telling my sister, it was really weird because it kind of gave me the feeling of like you, when you get proposed to, you know how you have that nervous feeling, like you kind of are shaking and you're like, why am I shaking? Like, I've known this person for a long time. And I got that same like feeling when I surprised him. But then it was so cute because we just, he loved the show. Mateo loved the show. Oh my God. He loved seeing the women dance. Like, especially when they did the sexy dance, he just couldn't stop looking at them. And Artem kept bringing him on stage. And it was really cute. And I could tell he's still just so on cloud nine. He's on a high. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. My husband and I love your fiance. He actually taught us our first dance for our wedding. And he was just so sweet and such like a nice person and so talented. And tell him thank you for teaching us, because I'm like the worst dancer in the world.
No, I will. No, I loved that. I remember when he told me, and I was like, because I love Andrea Michelle too, because Brie and I have worked with Andrea Michelle for a really long time. And I remember when they reached out to Artem, and then Artem had so much fun and he loved you and your husband. And isn't he just such a good teacher?
He really is.
Like, yeah, just such an amazing dance.
Now, was he strict at all? Because sometimes I feel like he can get that real, like, serious demeanor when he's teaching. And you're like, okay, like, I'm not
very
a pro.
Russian.
Yeah, it's like, he, you know, you're afraid to almost mess up. Was he like that with you guys?
No, he wasn't strict. He was pretty chill. Yeah.
Who is the better dancer out of the two of you? You or Carter?
Probably Carter, because he, like, did that flash dance at the wedding as well. And he's like, actually, he did more dance lessons for that than we did for our first wedding dance, because my schedule was out of control. So we literally had only one like rehearsal for the wedding dance, when usually I hear the couples do it like 10 times or something.
Were you so nervous to do that?
Yes. Like, I was freaking out, but I wore the perfect dress that looked like a Cinderella dress. So it was like, so like long and like princessy that I was like, if I just spin around and like look pretty, it'll be fine. So that was really helpful.
I feel like I'm going to like, there's going to be such a high expectation for my first dance because of Artem.
Yeah.
That they're going to like expect, you know, some world championship style dance and this waltz that's going to be unreal. And I'm going to be like, oh my gosh.
But be honest, you're going to expect that from yourself.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Are you perfectionists, both of you?
Oh, I'm definitely not. I feel like I'm kind of like my sister is, which it's, you know, the interesting thing about being twins is even though we're identical twins, we come from one egg. We couldn't be more different, but yet we're best friends. It's like,
isn't it weird how she always says the one egg thing? I mean, she'll always say we come from the same egg.
But you know what it is? I guess because of science and stuff, I'm always fascinated when I look at an egg and I'm like, whoa, like Nicole and I were that egg that split. That's like weird to me when I think about it and I look at us.
It's a perfect example of you guys being split from one egg being totally different, is one of you likes saying one egg and the other one's like, why are you saying one egg all the time?
It's like grossed out. But we're like night and day. So it's really funny because she's definitely the perfectionist and I'm just so easygoing. I'm just kind of like, whatever happens, happens. And if it doesn't go well, then, I tried, or, you know, what? Oh, well.
Yeah, totally.
It's like my sister and I, we're not twins, but it's like, I feel like we are in certain ways, but we're complete opposites. Like, I would be night and Nikki would be day.
Yeah.
Night, really?
Well, because I'm a night owl. So like, like, I'm more of a nighttime person and Nikki's more like day. But yeah, I always wished that I had an identical twin. I think that would be so much fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
It is.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of were just born to have a best friend. I mean, you know, it's crazy when you think about Nicole and I, we never experienced the first day of school alone. We never went to school parties alone. Like, we really didn't do anything. We always had each other's support. Mm-hmm. And I think it's what made us strong and confident at a young age, because we always just had each other. And I mean, look, we were a tag team in WWE. We do business together. I think we're just a tag team in life in general. Like, we go walking with our kids every day. But we always feel blessed. Now, the one interesting thing is that we don't know what it's like to be individual. So sometimes, like, when we talk to people, we're like, you know, we've never experienced just being known as one. We're always known as the twins, the girls, and kind of always looked at as one. So it's kind of interesting for us, because we're always like, sometimes you and I will be like, I wonder what it would be like if we weren't a twin.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want to imagine that.
Well, I mean, neither do I. But I'm saying, like, you know, because we're used to sharing everything, the attention, all of it.
Right.
Was there ever that moment where you guys were like, oh, I wish I didn't have a twin, like when you were an angsty teenager?
Oh, yes. Oh,
Brie, huh?
Oh, yeah. Was there that moment for you?
Well, my mom said I would always say it when I was young. Like, I would always, when I'd get mad, I'd be like, I don't want to be a twin anymore. I think, you know, siblings fight. And I think, like, anyone, you're always like, I wish you weren't my sibling, or I wish you weren't my twin. But
I don't know, Paris, were you ever like that with Nikki?
I couldn't imagine not having my sister. That's why when I have kids one day, I definitely want to have at least like two girls, because I just can't imagine. I don't know. My sister is my best friend and I tell her everything, and there's no one I'm closer with. And I just don't, I think it'd be so hard to not have that in my life, because she's like part of me.
Aww. Yeah.
See, and I do agree with that. Like,
do you ever speak like that about me, by the way? Because
yes,
I would like that.
Yes, at night when I'm praying.
Yeah. Oh, in your prayers when no one can hear.
When no one can hear. No, I'm very vocal like about that with you, which is why I do everything.
Do you guys hug? Like, are you guys comfortable hugging each other?
My sister and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my family.
Brie and I are, you guys, we're so awkward.
We're like the side huggers, only with each other. Everyone else, we get
it's
these
so
big Italian
hugs. And we hug everyone. I mean, Hunter, probably right when I met you at the Nickelodeon thing, I probably walked up and hugged you. Like,
I haven't forgotten about everyone.
But when it comes to her and I, we never do like a big hug. We're always like from the side, like awkward, which is weird.
It's so weird. It's as if we had a one night stand and like you know that awkwardness you have with someone, and when you see him again you're like, oh my gosh, you and I get that awkward when it comes to hugging.
Okay, it's by the way, I've never thought that actually.
Yeah, I like how you get weirded out by referencing an egg and then you're like, it's as if we had a one night stand, you and I.
Yeah,
that's the awkwardness.
That is so my sister.
Yeah, I'm 1 year apart from my brother, and we both have like face full of beard, and we hug each other like full, we'll like neck on each other's like thing as a joke on each other's traps, just to make the hug as tight as possible.
That's really cute.
Wow.
Yeah. Why don't you guys hug each other? When's the last time you guys did a two-arm hug for each other?
Maybe in the wrestling ring when we won.
No, we did one recently when I got good ratings for AGT Extreme. That was
the first time you
gave me a big hug, and I remember thinking in my head, wow, that's the first time I think she's given me a big hug in years.
Wow. Yeah.
You need to hug more.
I know.
I know, right? What's wrong? We need to go to a therapist and figure this out.
There's some deep issues.
Yeah.
When we wrap this,
I might know a few.
Yeah. I think our audience, probably a lot of people listening with their siblings, I think Nikki and Paris are obviously like a shining example of siblings who are best friends, and so are you two. But there's so many people where no matter how close you are, there's still this like weird thing that keeps you from like treating the other person maybe like you want to, like the love you want to show for them. You're like, yeah, but you're my brother, so I'm not going to say that or do that thing, but I do love you that much. And
so that's like unconditional love. Well, you know, it was weird because like I have one kid and Brie has two, and I always get asked like, are you going to have another baby? And Brie, what was it? One time someone said to you, you don't need to have another one because you're either going to give Birdie her best friend for life or her enemy for life, right?
No, because I was trying
Maybe I'll stick with one.
Yeah, I was trying to have a second kid and I only had been trying like 8 or 10 months. And so I went to this fertility doctor just to talk about some stuff. Like, you know, the first one was easy. What's happening with this? But he's like, you really want to bring an enemy in for your child? And I'm like,
what? That's so weird for a doctor to say that.
Fertility doctor of all doctors.
Yeah. And I kind of was like, oh my gosh. She's like, they're going to be compared the rest of their life. They might not even like each other. I mean, I walked out of there.
You sure the doctor didn't like hate their job?
Maybe. But I actually did walk out of there thinking, I guess I am good with one, right? You remember? And then, I don't know, 6 months later, I got pregnant without knowing. But like, it was really weird. But I'm like, does Nicole look at me as her enemy? Yeah.
This is Paris.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft
written process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Did you guys ever fight when you were teenagers? Like, did you guys have like the same taste in guys and then like you'd fight over them, or are you guys like opposite guys?
So we loved opposite guys. Into the skater boys, musicians. She was into the jocks. Anyone we dated, it was like, ew, and like, we were so in love. Like, we're definitely the girls who love hard and fall hard in love quickly.
Yeah.
But we would fight. I mean, honestly, when I look at our childhood, I'm like, we were wrestlers in the making.
Yeah.
Our fighting wasn't normal.
I know people who witnessed us fighting or heard about us fighting, they're like, that's aggressive. That's not normal.
My gosh.
But we grew up in an aggressive household, so I think that's why. I mean, she hit me with a brush so hard on my cheek, it snapped in half. A wooden brush.
Like a hairbrush.
Almost, yeah, broke my cheekbone.
All right, let's not bring up my... let's bring up yours, too.
No, I'll never forget that. Away. Yeah, I had like a golf ball. Like, my cheek was so swollen, looked like a golf ball was hanging off. Yeah.
Did you learn a lesson from that at all?
No, hell no. I couldn't wait for the next fight. I was like, oh, she thinks this is the end of it.
Literally, so you love the fighting.
Yeah, we kind of have loved the fighting since we've been young.
Yeah. But there was definitely, I remember the time when we were in, gosh, probably like maybe right when we got out of college. Yeah. When we were in our late 30s. No. Where I remember where it all kind of just stopped for you and I. And I was like, wow, we matured. I'm like, finally. Like, we can have a decent conversation.
I feel like it was 20, like around 25 or a little older when we stopped physically fighting each other.
No. It was definitely before that.
Okay, maybe like 23. Sorry, Brie, off a few years.
Gosh. Oh my God, we're about to see another fight. Jesus.
Honestly, you are. But I, you know, it's weird because my husband, when we started dating, I thought it was very normal how my sister and I would act with each other and how we'd speak to each other when we got mad. And he was very quick to let me know that's not normal. Like, you guys literally chop each other's heads off and say the meanest things, and then 5 minutes later you guys are asking each other go get a cup of coffee. He's like, I'm so confused how you guys run life together, because his family, they're all so nice to each other, and like, if they want to diss each other, they keep it in their head, they don't ever say it out loud.
Yeah.
But her and I realized we had to work on that, because we were did. Like
we hit below the belt. Do you guys do that with your siblings? Like, we, Brie and I, will hit below the belt. It's messed up.
They're probably like, no, we don't do
no.
Oh my God. See, did you
this
ever
is
fight?
Why we're wrestlers.
Paris, did you ever fight with Nikki like that? Like, was it more screaming, or were you guys pulling hair?
Yeah, I think every sister, like, siblings always, not always, but we fight sometimes. Like,
I don't know, I'd like borrow her clothes and like not tell her, and she would like get so pissed off, and she like pulled my hair before, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and my brother were never physical with each other, but also I had to get better about being like, hey, this is how I feel about this. Cause we were like, don't say things unless you want to get into a fight. Like, don't like, because it just led to that. Like, two boys really similar in age, it would be, and we were just trained so hard by my parents to not fight each other. So now we've gotten to an age where it's like, hey man, this is how it's making me feel. I feel like we have a super healthy relationship now, but it wasn't always the case.
Yeah. See, I love that. And I feel like her and I too. And I think too, her and I became extremely spiritual, and we also started to realize like how we had to understand that we were very different, even though we're twins, and we had to respect each other's opinions and ideas, because sometimes we'll get one has an idea and the other one would quickly be like, no, like this or something, even though you're not meaning that.
Because we do all, majority of all our businesses are together, inside, outside of the ring. And so that's, we had to really start to learn like, okay.
Let each other speak. Yeah. Let each other share the ideas. Each other.
Like, we really had to teach ourselves that in our later 20s, which is a little embarrassing. But, you know, any time, any age, you should be able to start to change or transition some way. And we did. And it did make us have a healthier and more successful relationship in business and in the ring, everything.
Yeah.
Because there's times we get in fights and arguments out in the ring. Like, we're literally in a match and we could be yelling at each other. Like, I don't know if you guys remember Dusty Rhodes. He was this icon wrestler, and he would always be like, the damn Bella Twins, they might be super close, but it seems like they hate each other. And we were like, gosh, if people can notice that, that's not a good thing.
How did you get into wrestling? How did that all happen?
So it was crazy because WWE was on a search for female wrestlers, and I saw that. And, you know, we didn't watch wrestling growing up, but my sister and I worked at Hooters right when we turned 18, because we're like, listen, we need to make some money, and Hooters is the spot. And so we became Hooter girls, and they would show the WWE pay-per-views once a month, and it'd be like sold out, and we'd be sitting there just watching. And I was really impressed about the way wrestling would tell a story with athletics. So it was like they're being physical, but then they're these larger than life characters. I'm like, well, this is like adult playtime. This is really cool. So when I saw a couple years later that they were on the search, I was like, Nicole, this is for us. We were soccer players growing up. Mm-hmm. We always thought we were the Spice Girls and would lip sync for all our family's boxing parties. I'm like, you and I love entertainment and athletics. I think WWE's our calling. I mean, that's crazy, right? To think that. And sure enough, we went there. They weren't looking for twins. They never had twins.
But so we go, Bree tells me about this, and I'm like, okay. And I was about to go play pro soccer in Italy. So at this point, because the women's league here in the U.S. had just folded, and so I was like, okay, so I'm not playing here. And my college coach was trying to get me to Italy because Bree and I are half Mexican, half Italian. And he's like, we could, you know, do great things with you there. Think you'd be great there. So she brings wrestling to me, and I'm like, wrestling, the stuff we'd watch at Hooters? I'm like, no way. Like, I just remember certain things I saw. And she's like, just go watch Monday Night Raw. So I remember watching. And then I just, like Bree said, I fell in love with the athleticism and the character work. But then we show up for what she tells me is a tryout. So Bree and I in our head think, okay, we are going to go fight people. Like, that must be how you try out for this. So we have our jeans and our tank tops on. We weren't even, I don't think, wearing makeup.
No, our hair was still like wet and ponies. It was awful.
I know, awful. So we walk up and people are in like go-go outfits. And I just remember looking at Bree like, what did you get me into? Like, what did I just leave soccer for? And then like we get on stage and I just start getting dissed, like, would you ever get fake boobs? You need to change this about yourself. Like, and I just remember thinking, like, what the? We started to like go at it for real with the people, which they liked, right? That's in their industry called cutting promos. I was like, well, look at you. Like, yeah, all this and game over. Then we ended up falling in love once we got first into the ring.
Yeah. And, you know, it was crazy because we went to McDonough, Georgia, and then we went to Tampa, Florida.
before we went to television, but it was really like love at first sight for Nicole and I and our whole family.
Bump at first sight.
Yeah. But our whole family, when we told them, we're like, so we're going to move to Tampa, Florida to become professional wrestlers. Our whole family was like, what? And we packed up our car and drove across country and we were making peanuts weekly and just the grind was really, really hard. And you didn't even know if you were going to make it. And when we got the call that they wanted us to debut on SmackDown, on Friday Night SmackDown, we were just like, whoa, like, we're going to maybe hit this big.
Yeah.
And then from there, the rest is history. It's like our brand. We just kept growing. The first identical or first twin girls to be in WWE to ever debut. And then quickly, my sister and I just started to understand how to brand ourselves and how that Vince kind of gives you the keys to the truck, but you got to drive the truck. We started to quickly realize, like, you got to really move and push this yourself. And so her and I were quickly, like, on it to brainstorm and start to really create our brand with WWE.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Was it the fandom is intense? I got to imagine as the first twins, females, stunning and also just remarkably good. The fandom must have been so intense. You were the most famous people in the entire organization for a very long time. Is that a lot to handle? Like, how do you deal with that level of fame? Because I know Paris has obviously dealt with a lot of fame, but she's not subjecting herself to stadiums night after night of these people who are, you know, trying to like grab you on the way in to tell you how much they love you.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I'll never forget when we were in London, Nicole and I wanted to be tourists and we're on the London Bridge and all of a sudden everyone was like freaking out, the Bella Twins, but Bella Twins. And we're like, what? Like, we're wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And like so it was weird to like have that moment where you're like, whoa, like we've made it. And then from there, I think what was crazy is with wrestling, we're on the road, especially at our time. We were on the road 5 nights a week and there's no off season. So next thing you know, you're 5 years in and you're like, oh, I should probably like go see my family or do something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did it over a decade. And so for her and I, the grind is so hard and you were going so hard. So sometimes you didn't even realize it because you weren't taking a breath. You weren't like just standing still and being like, whoa.
Yeah. But I mean, I think now and, you know, Paris, we've always been in awe of you because one, how you built a brand and you were able to brand yourself like before social media and you did it so naturally and organically. And that's one thing, you know, we have a lot of females that come to us and ask us like, you know, how did you build the brand that you have? And Brie and I always say like, it has to be organic and authentic.
Yeah.
And you, Brie and I always would talk about you within each other when we'd build stuff because you did it so organic and you branded these things that were just a part of you. And what you've created, your empire, is absolutely amazing. On top of it, how you've handled yourself in the spotlight. Because Brie and I, what we realized, and you were the first of this, when you're the first woman to pave a road in something and to break barriers and to create something that, one, the men aren't ready for when you're a force to be reckoned with, you just get the hate. And Brie and I, we wanted more for the women and we really fought hard for that. Like, women deserved more time on TV. We deserve better matches, better storylines. We deserve to be equal to the men. And because Brie and I were at the forefront of that, we get a lot of hate as well because how dare them stick up for women and fight for women and want better. And you were at the forefront of, you know, women creating a brand of what men were pretty much only doing at that time. And so it can be hard because sometimes I feel like even though you have this shield and you can deal with all this hate, it does get exhausting and always getting dragged and trolled. But then it's like we have this Bella army that I feel like has brought in so much light to us. And then I start to hear all the stories of everyone I've helped or have inspired and empowered. And it's crazy how when you let more of that light in, how much it can kill the darkness. Mm-hmm. Because when you do have a brand worldwide, you know, we don't just hear it from California, you hear it from everywhere. And you have those moments that they make you want to break and make you want to fall. But then you realize what you do has meaning and that you are touching so many more people in the world than the hate, right? That's always the loudest. And I think then that's when you're like, this is how I can overcome it. And, you know, I know Paris, you've been through so much and you've touched so many people and Brie and I with our stuff. And it's just, it's those people, right, that keep you going. The people that you inspire, motivate. Yeah.
I love that, thinking about that, like letting all the light in, and that will take away the darkness, because it is hard, you know, growing up in this industry, and especially, you know, especially like early 2000s before people were being held accountable for what they said, like women were just treated so unfairly. And I love that times are changing now.
Me too.
Finally.
I know. Honestly, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, like, you know, at the time you had to just like, it was like, okay, I just have to, how do I smile this off? Yeah. Like, I'm not allowed to say anything. I just have to smile it off, sit and look pretty and not look affected. And I'm just so happy that we're beyond that, that I can actually put on a bitch face and actually tell you how it is and be like, no, right? You can't do that. You can't say that.
I love it.
100% agree.
Yeah.
This is Paris.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
This is Seven Sliving Questions.
Are you girls ready?
Yes.
Okay. What is your spirit animal and why?
Ooh.
You go. Oh my
God. Okay, so mine would definitely be a wolf, a she-wolf. I just love how wolves are mysterious but powerful, and there's something spiritual to them. And it's like they have such a presence no matter what. When they walk up to something, it's like you just feel like they have meaning, that there's some purpose or something to them. And so that would be my spirit animal. Yeah. It's that mysterious strength they have.
And I'd say mine would be a bear, because
a bear.
They're courageous.
Yeah.
And I've always call myself a mama bear. I feel like I'm a protector. And so like if I could have the strength and courage of a bear, that's my spirit animal.
I like it. All right. Next. What's the craziest rumor that you've ever heard about yourself?
Oh, I'll let you go first, Nicole, because you get a lot.
What would be the craziest?
I feel like there's so many crazy ones.
I know, I can't even think right now. I'm trying to think.
You know, I'll never forget this one, that there was like, you know, when like a lot of times on the internet, I felt like the first time, because my grandmother, I'll never forget getting this call, it would be like Brie Bella nude pics. And like, then you click it and there's nothing. It's like me, like just in my wrestling gear, whatever. And I'll never forget the phone call I got. My grandmother's like, so my cleaning lady told me you have nude pics on the internet. And I was like, what? And then of course it goes to my aunts and everyone. I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, no, I'm like, just click the link. It's my wrestling gear. But I remember that was one where I like to have to talk to my grandmother about it. I'm like, really, got like you?
Right. You know what? I guess for me, when I was going through a very public breakup and everyone thought that that we were lying for ratings for our show coming out. And I remember that was everyone. I was like over here with like a broken heart, like, oh my God, media is so ruthless. Like, why would I lie about that for ratings? So I remember when that whole thing went down, that was like the craziest.
Yeah.
I remember like some wrestlers went on podcasts and talked about it, like how I was lying. So maybe that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of vulture-y, mm-hmm. a lot of the media and stuff, where they just wait until there's some little vulnerability, true or not, and they right. just peck and peck and peck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Clickbait. That's how it yeah. is. People, the media don't want to talk about nice, positive things. They like only to talk about bad things and be mean. But that's just yeah. how they are.
Clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, fast answer. Ghosts?
Yes. We've seen ghosts.
And I also feel like I can smell it. Like I can walk into a place and know it's haunted.
I know it's haunted. They totally have a smell.
Like there's, yeah. Yeah.
What's the smell? What's the smell?
It's like, what old, I think you would like consider old and moldy, like, but there's something to it. There's like a tang to it.
It's like, yeah.
You're just describing like every old creepy house and you're like, I know. There's ghosts. You know? Guaranteed.
But it's like more than that. I feel like
goosebumps.
You get goosebumps and there's a thickness to the air.
Yes.
Something.
You just know you're not alone.
Maybe like the smell is a chilled thickness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
As opposed to saying anything that smells like it's made before 1935 has got a bunch of ghosts in it.
Oh my God.
You never know.
Yeah, I guess it's a good point. More chance for there to be ghosts if it's been around for multiple generations.
Yeah, they don't want to let go.
Right. Do you sage your houses? Like when
yes.
you,
oh, yeah.
you do? Mm-hmm. Paris, do you sage?
I need to do that. I actually did it once, like years ago. My friend is like a shaman. What is a female shaman called? A shaman or shaman?
Yeah.
Shaman.
Oh, gosh.
A shaman came over.
I love it.
And she did it like years ago, but I need to do it again. So thanks for reminding
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. I sage
you
all
do.
The time.
Yeah, we sage mm-hmm. a lot.
It was funny because my son one time in bed, you know, babies, they'll just sometimes wake up and do a little baby talk. But Mateo got up and he was like crying, but he was like putting his arm out and like if he was touching something and I'm like, oh, there's a ghost or something. I thought there was something. I literally ran and got sage and I was sage and everything. I'm like, please go away. Please go away. I was so scared and he was just probably like doing it in his sleep. But I was like, man. So I like literally, I feel like sage every like 4 days.
So it's really funny. So we're neighbors, right? And my husband, he doesn't believe in any of this kind of stuff. And he came home and he walked in the house and he goes, so Nicole's outside saging her house again. I'm like,
it was a full moon. I do it on every full moon for sure. Inside and out, yeah, with my meditation music. And her husband all of a sudden was staring at me and I was doing it. And I was like, hey, Brian. And he's like.
The ghosts are just like crossing to the other side of the street when they pass your house because it smells like so much sage.
I know, they're like this.
They're
like,
yeah, like just we just want to come in. Let us in, it's cold.
Yeah, not in mi casa.
Next sliver. All right. What is your life slogan?
My mom would always say it to me growing up, but live with no regrets. Because I felt like it always made me take that leap of faith and always made me just try things. Even though if I failed, I'm like, I have to do it. So live with no regrets.
Yeah. And mine would also be another mama one. Know your definition of success. And so, you know, for me, success always was happiness. So whenever I took a job or whatever I did, as long as that I could get to the point of happiness, nothing else had mattered. And any job I go into, I always try to define what is it that I want out of this?
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's helped a lot. And mentally, it helps a lot.
Well, then I want to ask you guys, what's your definition of success for this stage of each of your lives? Like what you're coming into right now.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we actually been talking about this because we do feel like we're going through a transition and we're going into a new chapter of our lives. And I was kind of like, whoa, I feel like I can kind of create what I want my next chapter to be. And, you know, it's along like being happy, but also more simple. Like we say yes to everything. And I have since I've been in my early 20s. I'm 38 now, going to be 39. And I'm just like, I want to say no more. And I want, just like when I look at all my things that I prioritize and everything, I want that list to be cut in half. I'm tired of having this long list. I want it to be smaller. I want to be okay with having a really slow morning. I want to almost live like a European. Like, do things slower.
You do it right. You know, they are able to have wine every day and it doesn't affect them. And they just say, well, c'est la vie. But
well, they're taking naps every day. They're taking siestas. So,
yeah. You know, they close the shops down. Right. And mine, is something simple, and how I can become more private has been this next chapter of my life. Because having a son, it's, you know, Brie and I have always been open books and reality stars and all these things. And now that he's in this world, it is crazy how my guard has gone up, and everything I do now, I think of him and I'm like, I need to be more private and I need to start creating more of a private life, because I just, you know, fear for him a lot, and I want him to be as, to grow up as normal as he can, and let him make his choices when he gets older on what it is he wants to do. And so that's kind of been the next chapter. Nice.
Paris, what's your definition of success for, like, all right, so you just got married. So what would be your definition of success for the marriage?
Just to be best friends and have fun and lift up and support each other and be the best teammates and kill it and take the world over together.
I love
that. That's great.
I love that.
Put them in the ring. Let's see Carter and Paris go up against another couple in the WWE. Yeah.
I would love like that.
Actually, you know, it would be cool, because I think it could be like kind of similar story, but like even take on the McMahons, like the Hiltons versus the McMahons, like Shane and Stephanie, and get your sister involved.
Nikki would never do it.
Yeah, Nikki would be like, absolutely
have her be like the
not.
Manager where she walks out.
Yeah.
Right? Just give her the Vince walk.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Actually,
to see your mom in a segment with Vince, like telling Vince off, would that not just be awesome? I would love that.
I think Kathy and Vince, if they had one segment together, it would lead to its own reality show.
Oh, just, I mean, be honest.
The odd couple, you know, it would be so good.
It would be so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I would love that. You know what would be great? Your mom can bring him, like, on The Housewives and, like, just tell all the other women off. Like, can you imagine having Vince McMahon in your corner, like, cutting promos on people?
Oh, like,
be bring him to the dinner parties.
Oh, yes.
My God, I love it.
Book it, Vince.
Book it, right?
So good.
Who's your childhood celebrity crush and your current celebrity crush?
So mine was definitely in middle school, Ethan Hawke. Great Expectations. I'll never forget when I saw that, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's Ethan Hawke. And then my one now, because I was a huge Game of Thrones and Drago, I was like,
huge Game of Thrones fan.
A huge Game of Thrones fan. So Jason Momoa, sometimes I look at him, I'm like, yeah, that's a nice man right there.
Oh, funny. So mine growing up was Anthony Kiedis. And
yeah,
I still think it's Anthony Kiedis.
It is funny. It rings so true with what you said your types are too, that Brie has picked the beefiest man in all of Hollywood. Yeah. And you picked the skinniest rock star that has ever existed.
Right?
Yeah.
It is true. And actually, when we were younger, I liked the skinny rocker ones, and she liked the beefier jocks. And look at it.
Oh, so it switched.
It switched.
Well, I mean, and Anthony, too, back in the day, you know, he'd have that long, like, Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall hair. And, like, I thought was a very toned body, you know, in the Give It Away music video. I just remember actually being in, like, fifth grade, very young, like, oh, whoa, I like that. Like, that's what I like. That made me feel certain ways.
Puberty
I felt tingles. I was like, all right.
Oh,
I think I'm into men. I like this.
I'm a woman now. Yeah.
I'm becoming a woman. Period is coming. Yeah. So he's perfect.
Oh, great. We'll get him on the podcast. We'll let him know. Paris, please. Final slipping question.
Okay. Which moment in your life would you like to do over the most?
Ooh.
And it could be for a good reason. Like, you don't have to want to change anything. If you don't want to change something, you just relive it.
So, okay, I just want to relive it because obviously I'm obsessed with my family and like I couldn't imagine a day without them. But I lived in New York City for 2 years when I turned 27. So I was like 27 to 29.
And, a day. One day you get.
I know, one day. So I'm saying that's my time period of like how I felt. But living in New York during that time, it was like the most amazing time of my life besides having my family. But if I could go back to that just one day, that era of my life, that would be really fun.
That's a good one. I was about to say my labor just because to feel that
who
again.
Who wants to relive their labor?
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Bree, you're just jealous because he came out of my vagina and yours didn't.
Just kidding, I'm not.
gosh, what day do I want to relive? Oh my, there's so many. You know, I think one day that I would like to relive is when, so we once in like the lifetime of wrestling so far, we got to have finally an all women's pay-per-view and Ronda Rousey and I main evented it with Brie as well. And it was like historic and just what we fought for. And I remember I was going through a lot mentally at that time and like having to hide it. It was because I was going through my breakup and so it was just mentally, I was trying to be there so much. And I feel like it was a very emotional time for me. So I would love to relive it now of who I am now and like this clear headspace because it was already an epic moment. But I know that inside I could be even more epic. You know what I mean?
I know.
Agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So evolution. Mm-hmm. I'd relive it. And I'd beat Rhonda. I wouldn't lose. I'd actually beat her.
Yes.
Because I lost.
That's unfair.
I know.
All right. Well, there's always next time. Now we just got to get you guys out of retirement to do another main event.
Hey, right. If the Hiltons show up, then maybe. The Bellas will be there.
Great. Well, speaking of the Hiltons and the Bellas, again, everyone go check out the Bellas podcast because Paris is going over there. They're going to continue the conversation and enjoy. Thank you guys for talking to us.
Yeah, that was fun.
Get better, yes. Hunter.
Thanks. I'm so sad that it's so apparent in my voice right now. That's okay. But yeah, it'll go away. Thank you guys. Paris, fantastic questions. Yes. I love your slivers.
Me too. Thank you, girls. This was so much fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for having us on, and we're excited for you to come on our podcast.
Can't wait. Yes.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all seven rounds
3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.